This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we're joined by a friend over in the West. It's Xavier Ellis.
Our next guest played 10 AFL seasons for Hawthorn and West Coast, winning a flag in 2008.
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
The way the Eagles are going right now, he might still get a game.
I struggle to get up on my stool.
Or maybe a different sporting career is on the cards.
What would your name be in wrestling? X?
Sexy Exy or something like that.
Please welcome Sexy Exy, Xavier
Ellis. Here he is, our man.
Sexy.
X.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Now, I right in saying all roads led to Adelaide, of course, for the weekend?
And we're all struggling, Jim.
We were there. We all worked really hard.
We did.
We were there for 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
Shoulder to the wheel.
That's it.
Did you or did you not fly in to gather round and actually weren't there for the football and didn't see a ball bowled?
No.
Yeah, you're on the money there, Jim. Flew in, got in about 4 o'clock on Saturday, and I was on the plane about 7:30 Sunday morning. Went through the football. I didn't see a kick.
What game?
It was the Geelong Bulldogs game, and I wandered down to say well done to Tommy Hawkins after the game without having not seen him play. I said, mate, great game. Thought you were great tonight.
And he didn't actually recognise the Sharon.
No, he didn't.
He had four touches. He had more hit outs than kicks.
He did. He had a shocker. So what were you doing then?
Nah, Bucks party. So never miss an opportunity. And I felt like if I didn't get this year, I need to put it in the calendar so when the wife sees it pop up every year now, it's just expected. So I had to get there, got there, and now it's in the calendar for the next 10 years.
Oh, now you've got to have a Bucks party every year.
That's all right. I've got a couple of mates doing it twice at the moment. So we'll go through that cycle again.
Well, as you know, X, of all the high, profile top tier media people in this town.
Mm.
I am the strongest supporter of the Perth teams. Fly the flag over here when very few do.
No, well, correct. Freo.
And I have said that the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers are probably the only two mobs remotely disadvantaged by Gather Round because, hear me out, X, the teams from Sydney and Brisbane now with round zero get an extra home game.
Yes.
And Adelaide and Port get an extra home game with this Gather Round. But the teams in Perth get the same home games they get every other year.
No, you're right, Jim, but it wouldn't matter if West Coast had 23 home games.
All right, I hear it. Maybe not just at the moment, but I'm talking down the track.
No, I do agree. Round zero is absolutely zero interest to anyone over here in WA. I know it's got the East Coast teams playing, but gather around and maybe, I think it could possibly, and I was in Adelaide, as I said, and it was fantastic to be there. West Coast is West Australia's pretty well set up for something like that with a couple of games at Leaderville Oval or whatnot. But usually I'd get on my horse and really bang the drums about bringing it to WA. But gee whiz, I was pretty happy in Adelaide on Saturday night. So it was a magic setup. But you're right. I'm not sure how they'll balance that out. But
I'm not suggesting moving it. I think Adelaide's the perfect spot for it. No, so that's no problem with that.
It stays there.
But I reckon those two teams are well within their rights to say to the AFL, we should get one more home game so it balances.
Something like that, Zav. Or did I see Eddie threw up that Carlton and Collingwood go over there and they stay for a week. So they play the two Perth sides.
Well, you could do it like that.
Because you need some sort of blockbuster over there, don't you?
Yeah, when West Coast are humming, though, it's a full crowd every sort of week. So they probably do need something to level it up. But having said that, they are very good at just getting on the plane and getting the job done. Having done it for a few years, it sort of all blends into one. And they are pretty good at just biting down on the bit and heading into state every second week. So I agree they probably do deserve it. But I think the players, in fairness to them, do just get on with the job at hand.
Yeah. Hey, were Freo, were they unlucky or were they robbed?
Well, the ball wasn't touched. It was smothered. It was actually smothered.
Right.
Look, I'm not a fan of any sort of captain's review or anything like that. I think it's just bad luck. Luke Jackson probably shouldn't have hit the ball into the corridor as a starting point. And then it was clearly touched. And then Jordan Clark, which is a shame. I don't know if you guys have been following that young man's season that closely.
Good year.
He would almost have his name penciled in on the half back line, back pocket, All Australian side. He's averaging about 28 touches. So it's unfortunate that probably those that aren't following the Dockers that closely have first heard of Jordan Clark's name, telling the umpire where to go at the end. So, disappointing end, bad luck, but they need to win this week against Port. 4-1's a bloody good start.
All right, well, I'm just looking at the back page of the West.
What's that say?
And now snubbed.
Why are they being snubbed?
Not being the NAB Rising Star nominee.
He will be, Jim. He will be.
When that young man develops a tank, look out.
Mm. Well, the stat going around, he broke 7 tackles on the weekend. The record's 8, and it was Dusty in a grand final. So when he gets that tank and a little bit of help as well, I think at the moment he's been on the back page or front page. It'd have to be 30 times in the last 50 days. It would have to be. We've gone, and you know what they get like over here, Jim? There's a new level of nuff, and we're sitting right in it.
Hey, they were right, too. They were pretty good, West Coast against Sydney, and they kicked 11 goals. And I tell you what, Harley was good. Timmy Kelly, yo's back.
Now, Yoey is back, and he won 2 best and fairest during the peak of West Coast, and his brother also was on the Bucks party I was on in Adelaide, and he was best on ground too.
Oh,
so it was a big weekend for the Yos.
I actually thought Freo were bloody good too. Going astray, I thought they were. That's finals footy they were playing there, X.
Oh, and their back line, if you dive into their defence, it has to be one of the 2 or 3 best defences in the competition. And then you've got your little nephew running around, Sarong, Hayden Young, Jackson and Darth, their midfield's one of the best sort of 6 or 7, and they just need to score. That's probably an issue, but they're not going to get scored against, so they're going to be in nearly every game. And gee, you'd be brave not to say they're going to make finals this year, and I reckon they can do a little bit damage how they're looking.
Yeah, a 3-1 Port Adelaide, Freo 3-1. But what about the midfield battle? So you got all those superstars up against Rosie, Horn, Francis, Butters, even big Soldo in the ruck. She's a good midfield battle, this one, between Port and Freo.
Oh, it's going to be a cracker. I'm taking the Freo boys, Bill. I'm taking the young Freo boys over that mob. But no, they're both spectacularly young midfields, goodness me. Connor Rosie has to be in the conversation as arguably the best player in the competition at the moment, especially after that first half we witnessed the other day. But no, in for a cracker. And I did say they had Carlton and Port Adelaide over there before the gather round. If they can win 1 out of 2, I think they see it as a success.
Sean Darcy, when's he back?
Well, this week's the word. Big Darcy's going to be back this week is what the word's been. So there's been a bit of controversy, actually, with 2 journalists, Ryan Daniels, who hogs all the
footy
Perth media over here.
Yeah,
Footy Rhino. Yeah. And Tom Morris with conflicting injury stories. So if he plays this week, Ryan Daniels is going to be the one that's got the points in that battle. But gee whiz, they've been going at it, a real appendage swinging contest between 2 journalists.
Now, what's going on?
It's really cute.
What's happening over there in the West? Have we got turned cold air and rainy? What are you doing?
No, 31 today, sunny, and I'm about to go pound the pavement for a run. So,
where will the earthquake be?
Yeah, it'll rattle through Wembley and then head towards City Beach.
And Brecky Radio going strong?
Yeah, well, it's going. I don't know how strong it's going, but we're going well. No, it's good fun. Perth, good time of year over here. The weather is, in all seriousness, it's spot on. So we just need our footy teams West Coast to get going this week against the Tigers. And Fremantle, as I said, I think they're going to march into the finals.
Wow. Now, I saw a couple of your old boys. Obviously, I see Luke Hodge every week on Friday night with Channel 7. But I saw Brad Sewell.
Sully.
Striding around the streets of Adelaide. He had the beard.
He was a handsome man when he played. I reckon he's dropped off.
Yeah. Why has he?
Oh, I think the feathers
stage,
went pretty quick.
Stage is good. Well, then, so we see him.
Yes.
And then we hear Jordan Lewis.
We wonder
where he's at.
Don't go here.
Maybe that's his technique, even when he is 50 metres out, but... Could have given it a bit more.
X.
He doesn't like that.
What's
X?
What's going on with Geordie?
Nah, they were all very good footballers. Talking was secondary to football.
And Ruff, how's your old mate Ruff going?
Yeah, Ruff back at the Mighty Hawks. He's come back under the umbrella. But they're all living the dream, those blokes. I saw Grant Birchall. He got into my paddock pretty quick, Beaver, and he's been sacked as runner from Brisbane this year. So he's...
He's been sacked?
He's been sacked. The messages weren't coming out quick enough, so Fags moved him on.
I saw he was just dry humping Bud too up in the stands a couple of weeks ago. He couldn't get sitting next to him quick enough.
No, he did text me. I said, "Why aren't you runner anymore?" So I just drink cans in the stands. And sure enough, an hour later, he's next to Bud drinking cans. So he wasn't lying.
Is he the wildlife bloke? Likes the snakes and
that? Right. No. That was once.
Only the ones from overseas, apparently.
That was once, Fat.
Well, I heard it. I don't know if it's true.
You heard it.
I don't know. I know nothing.
Do you get over for the 2008 reunion, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Yep, absolutely. And? Funnily enough, I tend to celebrate that most weekends. So I'm still going.
Well done.
Well, X, it's always great chatting to you, mate.
You've got your sports nuts AFL kid Rashies as well, mate. How's that going?
Oh no, we're going all right there. We're just trying to make a couple of bucks. Me and Jack Redden, who he might need to make a couple of bucks. He might be banned from Adelaide Oval after the weekend. So he's They're going well, but no, appreciate the time, guys, and look forward to catching up.
Go well, mate. Well, we're done, over mate. There. I think it's mid-May is Friday night football, so we look forward to catching up with you then.
Stay away, Jim, I would suggest.
Yeah, no, I am bad news. All the best, gentlemen.
Well done, mate.
Xavier Ellis on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.